Hello there. If you are listening to this, it means that you have found the Gaze of the Round podcast. Welcome. We are happy to have you here. My name is Lucian. My pronouns are he, him, and I am the creator of the Gaze of the Round podcast, as well as the designer for the setting of our first season and the GM for that season. Since you found us, I wanted to take a moment outside of our initial first season venture to give the audience sort of an idea of what this show is about and what we're trying to accomplish at large outside of just our first upcoming season. So our motto is LGBTQ stories, players, and creators. So the idea is that this is the show where queer performers playtest tabletop roleplay settings and games made by queer creators. Each season of this show is going to be its own story with a different setting and potentially a different cast of players, and certainly a different setting and cast of characters each time. Our cast and our game designers are all members of the LGBTQ plus community, as I mentioned, and the stories that we tell will all have a plethora of queer themes or speak to genres that queer people tend to be drawn to without having coming out narratives or anything specifically like, and this is what you have to tell a story about gay people about within the show itself. It's just that the characters themselves will be queer, so are the players, so are the creators, and the themes are going to be things that reach out to our community as a whole. At the end of each season, the game or the setting that we play is going to be made purchasable online to support whoever created that setting. Not all settings will be distributed by us. Some of them might have already been published by the time that we create our season. But for those where we're playtesting settings by queer designers that we know personally prior to publication, we will help distribute that at the end of the season, and we will let others purchase those and play those, whether or not the playtest really goes that great, because, you know, we are all human. So proceeds for those playthroughs will go directly to supporting the game designers. As I mentioned, I was the designer for the setting for our first season. That setting is called That Dark Academia, and it is a world-building guide that helps whoever is using it to create a story and a school to tell sort of like a mystery story in the setting of the Dark Academia literary genre. It is based off of the core rules of the Genesis role-playing system and will be available on the Genesis Foundry. For all of our seasons, but specifically this one, we're trying to keep to a time limit of somewhere between 35 minutes to an hour long so that you can also support other actual plays that are longer, that are live. We're going to be uploading on Tuesdays starting on May 18th, 2021, and we'll be uploading every other Tuesday until the end of the season. Our first two episodes in this season are our session zero, broken down into episode one being character creation and episode two being location building. So if you're interested in the details behind the short form world we'll be exploring in season one, because like I mentioned, each season is its own story. So it's not necessarily that we're looking into long form storytelling, but the stories that we're telling in each season are going to be longer than one shots. So we're kind of in the middle. I don't know if medium form is a phrase, but if it is, that's kind of what we're going for here on the show, not just for the season, but in all subsequent seasons. So if you're interested in the details behind the short form world that we'll be exploring in season one, feel free to listen to those session zero episodes. They're pretty fun. Otherwise, the story itself will begin in episode three. Between seasons or in mid-season breaks, we'll also be exploring one-shots in other settings by queer creators. So imagine me saying one-shot, I guess, with quotation marks around it, due to the fact that per our one-hour limit, all one-shots will be broken down into a short series of episodes. So say if our major seasons are 20-plus episodes as a goal, think of the one-shots as closer to a 4 or 5 episode stint. These one-shots will work much like our major settings in that any settings or games we play will be either linked in the episode descriptions or made available through digital distribution once the one-shot is over. And for more information on our show in general, or for any questions that you have about the seasons that we're doing, the idea of the show as a whole, and when those one-shots will be, feel free to follow us on Twitter at GotrnetPods. That's GotrnetPods. Without further ado, I do have a teaser for you for the upcoming season, That Dark Academia, that will be starting on May 18th. Quick content warning, the trailer that you're about to hear does contain loud, windy noises, references to death, and mild references to body horror, so please take care of yourself before listening any further. Other than that, please enjoy the preview, and we will catch you in our first episode.
When you live in a place for your whole life, it's hard to realize that there are things you never knew about it. Especially when there are things you probably could have known or should have known.
There are numerous studies on the effects of trauma on the brain and its impact on memory.
What little I know of the body, I see through the lens of the soul. I am unfamiliar with the anatomy of the eye, the numbers of teeth. The details of the tongue beyond the taste of wine and word.
He looked so awful in death.
I'm not sure if this means I should entirely discount what happened to Jules.
But I can tell you with iron certainty that those eyes were not his.
A body is still you in some ways after you die,
but I don't
know if that's true in this case.
The fine lines that I've been
treading up until now slowly
narrowed,
of suffering,
and I can't
yet
seem
I
to
see
get good footing.
These days,
like ages ago,
I dream of
when
the earth opening its mouth and finally being swallowed.
Let me begin back in October, the time when most things sink into death and all else comes to cold, baleful life. Have you ever encountered a ghost in here?
I've seen ghosts before, but not here.
Lenore goes for a feint, emphasizing making Adalia have to try and, like, favor that left ankle now.
She's gonna whip off her helmet and just say to you, next time don't insult me by bringing your B game.
Oh, my sister wants to see me tonight, so I might have to be late or duck out early for karaoke.
Claire looks sad.
If you keep going all night, I can probably make it.
Oh, I can go all night.
All right.
Promise me that I don't have to carry you back this time.
Does that feeling only exist in your room? You said that she was just in your apartment, right?
Right, but it doesn't. I've felt it elsewhere, too.